Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. All right. Okay, cool. All right, that's very cool. All right, so what I do then is I go to Phil Hendry. Now, notes on a scorecard. Notes on a scorecard. What the fuck was she talking about that I was all thinking was a great idea? Oh, thumb suck. That's it. And, what's this cat's name? Emery Clayton. Hey, man. test.
Right, Phil. Emery Clayton. Well, now, young man, I want to tell you that I have been to the mountain and let me say this. That motherfucker up there.
Don Berman here, Phil. Well, sir, the newsroom.
Stephanie Drooley, Senior Vice President, ESPN Events at Studio Production. Marv Levy, Bills Head Coach. 1986-97. All-Star Weekend. I saw Marv Levy. I met Marv Levy at Fox Television. When back when I was a massively popular, wildly successful, back when I was on the radio instead of this, I would get invited. The point I'm trying to say is people would invite me to things, and I got invited to go to Fox, what do they call it? Fox Sunday Sport, Fox NFL Sunday. And I brought the kids, and especially Nick, and it was fun. You know, we got to go on set, we met Howie Long, Terry Bradshaw, James Brown, and who was the other guy? Marv Levy. He was a guest. Was it Chris Collinsworth? It's funny. Here's the funny thing about it. The only two guys that extended themselves and said, hey, how you doing? And actually engaged my family, James Brown and Howie Long. The other two cats, they were probably busy. Maybe it wasn't their thing. I understand that. You know, I'm not going to say they're not friendly guys. Some cats just, you know, they're concentrating on their thing. And if they get their concentration broken, it's fucked up. I understand that. But I'm simply saying, so this is not to denigrate Terry Bradshaw or Chris Collinsworth, because you don't know what's happening with them during show prep. What I'm saying is, though, James Brown and Howie Long were gracious enough to... break from their routine and say hi to us. The other two guys are, But I don't want to, I'm fucking around. I know what show prep is. It's very demanding. So, but Long was great. He talked to Nick. And anyway, in the green room thing there, as we were waiting to come out, Marv Levy's there. Marv Levy's about 5'6", 5'7". He's a small man. I cannot imagine that he played football for any, you know, really any length of time played. I'm sure he's a great coach, but, and he had his little briefcase, and I talked to him because I knew he was a history professor. He has studied history, and he was very nice. And then I said something to him. I said, Chris Collinsworth, he doesn't seem like the other guys all wear Super Bowl rings, Bradshaw and Long, and I don't know, whoever else they may have, but Chris doesn't. It seems like they're always giving him a hard time. And Levy said this. He said, they don't not like him. That was his, he said, they give him a hard time, but they do not dislike him. They, in other words, they like him. Although he put it the other way, so I think he probably was seeing what I was getting at, you know? So we bonded over that moment. See? Patriots culture of winning. That's where it's at, baby. Somebody asked me today, they said, what do you think? I said, I got to go with the Patriots. I just, because of the fact they're such a fucking machine, unless the Atlanta Falcons, and the Atlanta Falcons are good, but there's a difference between good, you know, and I'm not going to say between good and great, good, great, whatever the fuck. On a Sunday afternoon, the difference in a Super Bowl is a team that's damn good, all right, but executing on that stage for the very first time, and a team that's won five of those motherfuckers, right? Have they won five or four? They won four. And they're about, and they've played in more than any other team. The Patriots are in their seventh under Bill Belichick, plus two others, their ninth Super Bowl as a franchise. Nine. They lost the other two. The one in the 80s, they played against the Bears. They got their fucking ass kicked. I think Raymond Barry was there. Who was the coach this last time? Nine. They've won. This will be their ninth. Am I right? Yeah. Seven. Yeah, this will be their ninth. So let's talk about the eight they've played in. Of the eight they've played in, wait a minute, how could this be their ninth? So they're eighth. What is wrong with me, man? This will be their seventh Super Bowl under Belichick. Okay, so this will be their ninth total. Let's go back to the eight. Of the eight that they've played in, six have been under Belichick. He's won four of them. So they're about to, you know, point being, this is a football team that is all about encountering the up-and-coming team, encountering, and they've lost. They've lost two. And the two they lost were to the New York Giants. Eli Manning, Tom Coughlin, and the New York Giants. Right? They lost both times to the Giants, didn't they? Yeah, they did. And that was, that's, well, now I better fucking make sure. Christ. I remember when ESPN first went on. Anybody else? You remember when they had Bob Lee? You remember when they had Tom, what, Minter? What was that guy's name? Blonde-haired guy. Sal Marciano. Does anybody remember Sharon Smith? She did the horse racing for them. She was one of the very early, I thought, one of the very early really good female reporters, as opposed to the set candy that Jane Kennedy and fucking Phyllis George were. Excuse me for putting it that way, but that's what they were, you know? You know, I didn't take them seriously for a fucking minute. The first female reporter in sports that I saw that I took seriously was, I think her name was Sharon Smith. She did, her specialty was horse racing. I mean, she broke down in tears when news broke that one of very, very famous thoroughbred had to be destroyed. When I say destroyed, you know, they put it down on the back stretch of a track somewhere. It had shattered its foreleg. There was no way they wanted to try surgery, so they had to put the animal down for humane reasons. And she wept for that horse. And it grabbed me, man. You know, call me, you know, a silly guy, but honest to Jesus. What the fuck is this, man? All right. I don't know what's going on. Let's see how much time I got. All right, I think I got it, man. Is that Lady Gaga on that motherfucker? Who's this dude? I thought I saw Lady Gaga out there, man. Luke Bryan, Lady Gaga, yeah. Luke Bryan, what, is he a singer or something? I don't know who half these motherfuckers are. Sorry about the mic boom. Hey, where the fuck is Lady Gaga? Wait a minute. Here she is. Well, wait a minute, man. Is that all we get to see? Is just that one live thing? So this will be your halftime report, Phil.
17. America's Game welcomes an international superstar with 6 Grammys and 30 million albums sold worldwide. It's the Pepsi Zero Sugar Super Bowl halftime show featuring Lady Gaga.
Man, let's see her ass, man. She's got a great ass. Lady Gaga.
A lot of buzz surrounding that halftime show. Will she be on the roof? Will she have any special guests? Those are a few of the questions Lady Gaga faced at her press conference today, which was preceded by Luke Bryan's press conference. He, of course, is singing the national anthem on Sunday, and like Gaga, did not want to give too much away. Here's Alex Flanagan.
In front of a packed press conference, Lady Gaga promised an interesting and exciting halftime show. She wouldn't give us many details, though, not about how many costume changes she'll have or whether or not Beyonce might be making a guest appearance. She wouldn't reveal which song she'll be singing or whether or not she'll be hanging from the roof of Energy Stadium. She did say, "Get excited to see something you haven't ever seen before."
It is a tremendously athletic show, and it's something that we really talked about when we were creating the halftime experience. I mentioned that I thought it was important for us to consider, you know, high adrenaline. So it's going to be a good time.
The fuck is that?
I think that music is
it's from last year.
One of the most powerful things the world has to offer, no matter what race or religion or nationality, sexual orientation, gender that you are, it has the power to unite us. So this performance is for everyone.
Lady Gaga says that for Sunday's 13-minute concert, she's been training
for more than
2 months.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Stop, 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 shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
I know, I'm just... Tony Bennett.
Poor Tony. She keeps dragging him out. Poor Tony gets dragged out of every... Now, is she pregnant? Yes, she is. Lindsay Rhodes is pregnant. Yep. I know your Super Bowl halftime show will be original of the highest art and spectacular. What? Retired NFL joined Boris. Pat McAfee is retired from the NFL to join Boris. Welcome aboard, Pat. I don't know what that is. Barstool Sports. Are those the cats that do a PFT? Commentator. I follow that guy on Twitter. He's a riot. And he spells, he's got all this fucked up spelling. It's great. Pat McAfee. I don't know. Whatever. NFL Channel, that's what I watch. You know, you'd think that those guys, they don't need ESPN. They don't need Fox. They don't. Because it's their fucking product. They can do anything they want with it. And this is their channel. And I suppose they need Fox and they need ESPN because they want to get the word out. They have promotional vehicles on those networks that are valuable. That's probably stupid of me to say they don't need them. But when it comes to the actual game day, when it comes to actually showing the game and the lead up, man, they got it down, man. It's theirs. You got it. It's pretty fucking good, man. That's Kurt Warner. Did he get a nose job or something? I don't understand. Kurt Warner looks different. He looks like he might have had some face work done. So anyway, I'm not kidding you. That don't look like a man. Kurt. Hey, Kurt. That don't look like you. Where's Kurt Warner? That's the guy that I came to see. All right. God damn it. So tomorrow night, the last show at the Hollywood Improv, and then we begin 2 shows a month at UCB starting in March. Oh, fuck. All right, that'll be cool. Right on, man. Hey, welcome to Car Talk. The other thing about my having dinner with my ex-wife is I told you guys, she's now this close to getting her master's in psychology, or her master's, I should say, in marriage, family, child counseling. So it's MFCC. That's, I think, what they call it. And it's like free head shrinking. You know, I think I'll go over there Friday. I'm going to go over Saturday night and have some dinner. And I'll just, like, sit down and pour my soul out and go, so, you know, what do you think? Give me your notes on that. Not that I need head shrinking. No, not me at all. You know, I've never been to a psychiatrist, which I've never had to go. Man, it's better than therapy, which I've never needed. That's better than going to a psychiatrist, which I have not personally experienced. Here it is. Newsroom bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the gym. And then Emery Clayton is at... I think he's just squeezing in the car, the freeway. Wow. It's a weird sound. I'm constantly... I don't need to EQ that. The only thing I need to EQ in this motherfucker is the phone. The phone needs EQ bad. Bad. Bah. I don't need to EQ the music. I don't need to EQ the beds. Beds don't need it. No way, no way, no way. All right, man. I think we're all ready to go. About anybody else try to think that is the thing? Got to do the thing. Oh, you know what? Here we go. I want to ask you guys about traveling. Now, I know a lot of you like to travel. I love traveling. I love going out of the country to travel. And the reality of the world these days is kind of weird. Traveling even to Mexico, you don't know the internal conditions of the country, and it's a legitimate concern. But I want to tell you something. It's not something you should be overly thinking about, because odds are, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to give you another kind of nice thought. A company called MedJet Assist. MedJet. What is this called? All right. Look, guys, I want to talk to you kind of seriously here about traveling. Traveling has changed a little bit. It changes from time to time, I should say. Sometimes conditions around the world are just peachy. And sometimes, you know, there's some crazy stuff happening here and there. And you want to make sure that you're all right. You want to make sure that you're safely ensconced in your hotel, that you're taking your family to a place that's going to be a wonderful experience. And 999 times out of 1,000, it's going to be exactly that. But I'll tell you, I've got an idea for you. If you're concerned about medical assistance, for instance, transportation, making sure that you're not wrongfully detained, for instance, or you need personal security, can I tell you a little bit about MedJet Assist? They offer the world's most comprehensive memberships. It's a membership available for your health, your safety, and your security when you travel. Think about that. When you travel, you have a membership with MedJet Assist. They pick up where basic safety nets drop off. They help you avoid costly fees, for instance, when it comes to medical, frustrating fine print restrictions on your medical care or your crisis response. MedJet will protect you 150 miles or more from your home, including domestic or international travel. Their membership, here's what a MedJet membership includes. Listen, travel security, crisis response services for things like political threats, disappearance, hijacking, wrongful detention, personal security in detail. This is stuff that's real in our world, folks. There's some things that are real in this world, but they shouldn't keep you from traveling. and enjoying that travel. So here's what MedJet Horizon membership will also include. What the fuck is this, man? What is the name of this company? MedJet Assist? All right, so it's MedJet Assist. MedJet Horizon, MedJet Assist. Jesus, all right. I want to talk to you guys about traveling and being safe when you travel. The world is an ever-changing place, you know that. And sometimes it's a little weird out there. And it should not keep you from traveling and enjoying yourself. It should not keep you from taking your family places that they've never been before. You know, seeing the world. The unsure, uncertain conditions of the world can be dealt with. They can be taken on if you use MedJet. MedJet, listen, you're out there. You may need net. Hold on.